from WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Tuesday, November 9th. Coming up, Illinois has a new agency dedicated to reducing gun violence. The Office of Firearm Violence Prevention has $250 million to spend over the next 3 years. A conversation with its director in just a few minutes. But first, these headlines. U.S. Representative Sherry Bustos says House passage of the $1 trillion infrastructure bill over the weekend shows Democrats are keeping their word to constituents.
But in the end, we have to make sure this, that we're delivering, that what we said going into this last election, we said that we were going to do right by people who want to get ahead in life. We're going to do right by people who are working hard to support their families. And we've got to deliver on that.
The infrastructure bill is projected to send at least $17 billion to Illinois for things like roads and bridges, airports, public transit, broadband access, and water infrastructure. Bustos says she's confident the so-called $1.75 trillion reconciliation package that's tied to the president's infrastructure initiatives will gain the Democratic support it needs to advance next week. Governor J.B. Pritzker yesterday appeared on a panel with three other Democratic governors at the UN Climate Change Conference in Glasgow, Scotland. Hannah Meisel has more.
Pritzker touted Illinois' new climate and energy plan, lawmakers approved in September, which aims to phase out fossil fuels in the state's energy grid by 2050. Ratepayers will see higher electric bills to subsidize the buildup of wind and solar energy in the state, in addition to supporting Illinois' aging nuclear fleet. Though the state's biggest business groups opposed the plan, Pritzker highlighted a smattering of Republican votes as evidence that fighting climate change is something both parties should get behind.
This is about economic development as much as it is about saving our planet. We can do both at the same time.
Republicans in the General Assembly voted in much higher numbers late last month to approve a tax incentive package to attract electric vehicle manufacturers to Illinois. Pritzker spent the first leg of his trip in London courting overseas EV companies. I'm Hannah Meisel.
Champaign substitute teachers can now earn at least $140 per day, a $30 raise over their previous base pay. The Champaign Unifor Board of Education approved the raise last night, following similar action from neighboring school boards. Ken Kleber is the district's assistant superintendent of human resources.
We've reviewed our rates and determined we are no longer competitive with other districts. Therefore, we are recommending an increase in the daily base rate for our substitutes. This will ensure that we are continuing to maintain and attract qualified and strong substitutes.
Urbana School District 116 increased pay for subs to $130 per day in late October. Like many districts, Champaign and Urbana were struggling to find enough subs to cover classes even before the COVID-19 pandemic, and the situation has gotten worse. Champaign Unifor subs will see the raise right away. Anytime work since the October 30th payroll period began will count under the new rates. The University of Illinois Urbana campus has reported nearly 200 new cases of COVID-19 over the last week. That's more than three times as many as the previous week, and the test positivity rate on campus has nearly tripled over that period as well. Meanwhile, Carl Hospital in Urbana, which serves several counties, reports 32 patients hospitalized with COVID-19. That's the lowest number since late July. Eight of those patients are in the ICU. Still to come, a conversation with Chris Patterson. He's director of the state's new Office of Firearm Violence Prevention. We'll get his early thoughts on how to address this serious issue coming up next on 217 Today.
News, brews, and beats, an after-work experience for diverse voices to engage in breakthrough conversations and realistic solutions for what's being done to combat community gun violence. Join us Monday, November 15th at 6 p.m. at Poor Brothers Tap Room on University Avenue in Champaign. Details at will.illinois.edu.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. Illinois has a new agency dedicated to reducing gun violence. The office will help dole out a promised $250 million to violence prevention organizations over the next 3 years. Chris Patterson is the head of the state's new Office of Firearm Violence Prevention. He recently spoke with Patrick Smith in his new office on the seventh floor of a state building just around the corner from Union Station in Chicago.
You and I got to know each other through my reporting on Institute for Nonviolent Chicago. You were working on the front lines of street outreach, anti-violence work on the west side of the city of Chicago. Now you're up here. You're on the top floor of this this government building downtown. Why are you the right pick to lead this office?
I'm a person with lived experience, right? So not only have I been doing the work for 11 years, I'm a grandfather, I'm a father, right? I'm a homeowner. All of the things that so many people have in common with me, right? But the other thing that a lot of people have in common with me is that I'm formerly incarcerated as well. So I was in this federal prison system for 12 years for a violent crime. I was gang involved. I've been a victim of gun violence. I've lost family members because of gun violence. And, you know, this is a very courageous move on this administration, I understand, because, you know, I'm the only person like this in the state in this level position. That's a different type of voice that never, ever gets heard, right? And so I think that, you know, I have an opportunity now to not necessarily speak for, but speak with thousands of young people across Illinois who are disenfranchised, who are feeling like they don't belong in the larger part of society, who have been victims of violence. And I want to give them a voice, right? And I also want to tell them at the same time, you know, the days of us, them, feeling like they're disenfranchised are over, right? I want to create an opportunity for people to feel like they can really get a second chance here, and I believe it.
From your perspective as an expert in this, why is gun violence in particular so high in Chicago, in the state of Illinois?
I think it's got a lot to do with inequities, right? And I think we hear that a lot. But what does that mean, right? This idea that when people wake up in the morning, certain people who are trapped in the cycle of violence, when they wake up in the morning and they don't feel hope, right? When they don't feel like they'll live through the rest of the day, when they don't feel like there's an opportunity for their children, right? I do know that there, you know, I've been working for a number of years in the violence reduction space. I'm a victim of gun violence, okay? I know people who unfortunately have committed crimes that they now regret. And, you know, most people want to take that back, right? They were acting out of an impulse. They were acting from a place of trauma, if you would, distress. And there was never any help to help those individuals, right? And so we want to reverse that, right? We want to have a conversation with people who are not only victims of violence, but drivers of violence, right? We think that if given the opportunity, we can turn that mindset around.
One thing I've heard from people recently is, one issue is that there will be a period of time where people are focusing a lot on violence prevention and there's funding there. And then people's attention drifts. How are you going to make sure here in Illinois that this is not a fad, that this is not 3 years of funding and then it's gone again?
No one wants to create a program that goes away. It did not happen in 3 years, and it won't be over in 3 years, right? So this is a long-term systemic issue that we want to fix, right? We have to look at our systems and redo our systems.
If I check back in with you in a year, how should the public judge whether or not you've succeeded or failed?
Yeah, I think there's going to be levels and phases, right? And so the first year, we can expect to see more people on the ground, more services, more programs in the city and across the state where gun violence is prominent. And then in our second year, we would hope that numbers obviously show what our first year did, right? And so, you know, and then in 3 years and in 4 years, and then we'll just keep going until people are no longer, you know, gun violence isn't the issue that we're, you know, is affecting us on a day-to-day basis.
That's Chris Patterson, the new leader of Illinois' Office of Firearm Violence Prevention, speaking with Patrick Smith. And finally, in your forecast, meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says we'll see cloudy skies today with a high of 62 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Farrah Anderson. Reporting today contributed by Tim Shelley, Hannah Meisel, Emily Hayes, and Patrick Smith. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening. Stay safe, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow.